Right. I think it's time that we got into some music sending us into the weekend, and we're going to start with a very famous song. Are probably singing along, and the other half are probably scratching your heads trying to remember what the song was actually called, because everyone just knows it by that riff, not by the title. Here's an invitation for you, though, to slide into our booth and join us in Tom's Diner for the next couple of minutes, because we're delighted to have singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega on the line to us this afternoon, a couple of weeks ahead of her visit to South Africa, where she's going to be playing two shows at the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown. If you were like me, a child of the 80s, you know her career, you know that the debut record Marlene on the Wall was included in Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Recordings of the 1980s. You'll know that the follow-up Solitude Standing was nominated for 3 Grammys and went platinum. You might know that she won a Grammy in 2008 for Beauty and Crime, winning the award for the Best Engineered Album of the Year. You'll know her not only as a wonderful singer, but as a teller of stories in a very poignant and raw and emotional way. And Suzanne Vega, welcome to Cape Talk. It's lovely to have you with us this afternoon. Thanks for making time to chat to us.
Thank you very much.
This isn't going to be your first visit to South Africa, is it? I believe you have been here before.
Yes, I was there a few years ago, yes.
What can we expect from the concerts you're playing in Grahamstown? I mean, it's a small town. You're playing relatively small venues. That does translate, I would imagine, into a very intimate listener experience. What do you have in mind for your audiences here?
It's me on acoustic guitar, and it's I'm bringing my musical director, Jerry Leonard, who's a really brilliant guitar player. He's used to play with David Bowie.
Oh, wow.
And so he's got quite a range in his repertoire. He's Irish, so he can play intimate acoustic music, but he can also really rock out. And so we're going to do a variety of all the songs, of the folky ones, and then we'll do Tom's Diner. We do the remix version at the end. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I know your fans are too. Suzanne, I'm glad you mentioned the remix of Tom's Diner, because one of our listeners, Louise, has sent an SMS asking, how do you feel about it when other artists cover or remix your songs?
Usually I feel proud, and I feel sometimes amazed by what they come up with, and amazed by the range of people who want to sing it. It's been remixed and covered by so many different people, from Fall Out Boy to Britney Spears. So I'm tickled.
Suzanne, put it that way. Okay, another interesting question from a Tom on our WhatsApp line, asking whether there is an actual Tom's Diner that exists in real life, or if not, what was the inspiration for the song?
There are two Tom's Diners. The original one that I wrote the song about is actually called Tom's Restaurant, and it's based, it's on 112th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. It's also used in the Seinfeld. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Seinfeld,
yes.
But they use the outside of it as the outside of the diner that they're always sitting and talking about. And yeah. Then there's a Tom's Diner in Brooklyn, which claims to be the real one. But I must say, I never went to that Tom's Diner until a few years ago.
Okay.
So the original one is Tom's Restaurant in New York, not Tom's Diner in Brooklyn. Even though, between you and me, the Tom's Diner in Brooklyn is the better restaurant.
Okay, so we'll go and have a meal at Tom's Diner and then go for nostalgia to Tom's Restaurant. Thanks for the tip. Suzanne, I mean, you started writing songs very young. You were, I think, only 14 when you finished your first song. And you started playing folk concerts in small venues while you were still a student. What was the big break, if there was one, that sort of catapulted your career to the heights that it went to? Or was it more a case of just solidly plugging away one foot in front of the other for many years?
It was both. I solidly plugged away, putting one foot in front of the other, and then I got a really big break, which was a review in the New York Times written by Stephen Holden in, I think, 1983 or 84. And the next day, suddenly, we had all kinds of phone calls from people that we had been chasing for years. It was really terrific. I ended up having a sort of bidding war between two record companies who had rejected me before. So it really worked out very well.
What a fantastic position to be in. We're going to play out our show today with Luca, Suzanne. It's a song that resonates so much here in South Africa, given the extent of our problem with violence against women and children. And it's a song that quite unusually is themed around domestic violence. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you came to write that song?
Well, it's a problem here in New York as well. I mean, and as I learned, it's a problem. It's an international problem. Violence against women and children. So I certainly knew about a lot of it when growing up here in New York, and it was something I wanted to write about. There was a boy named Luca who lived in my building. He himself was not an abused child, but I thought the name was so interesting, and that the name was sort of had a. Was very international. It was hard to tell what kind of nationality this person was.
Mm.
So I took the name and I used it for the point of view of the song. And it really resonated.
And
it's
continued to do so even decades after it was written. Suzanne, I'm assuming Luca will be on the playlist in Grahamstown next month.
Yes, it will, yes.
Suzanne Vega, so nice to have you chatting to us this afternoon. And in advance, welcome back to South Africa. She's coming to the Grahamstown Festival to play two shows on the 7th and 8th of July. The tickets are a steal. To pay 150 rand to hear a singer-songwriter of Suzanne Vega's caliber is just laughable. And I've already had a message on Twitter from Tracy, who has seen her before under the stars at Paul Kluver Wines, and highly recommends you go and buy your tickets now, which you can do on www.nationalartsfestival.co.za. Suzanne Vega, can't wait to have you back in South Africa. Thank you for your time this afternoon. And let's play into our weekend with that famous song, Luca.
Second floor, I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me.